so much for the master dealmakers of Washington. Even though they control Congress and the White House, President Donald Trump and Republican lawmakers don't seem to be able to address the gnawing issue of health care. So far, the party controlling things in the nation's capital can't get to 50 votes in the Senate for a plan to overturn the Affordable Care Act. Trump's proposals appear little more than sloganeering, tweeting, and bluster. Last week, the president said GOP senators would look like dopes if they couldn't repeal Obamacare. This is a good time to go back to the future and consider strategies advanced by Republicans from the Bay State and the Ocean State. In the early 1990s, Democrat Bill Clinton was president. He tapped his wife Hillary and Rhode Island healthcare guru Ira Magaziner to overhaul the nation's healthcare system. The result was a complicated Rube Goldberg concoction founded upon an employer mandate. The proposal crashed, opening the door to the 1994 takeover of the House by Newt Gingrich's Republicans. At the time, Republicans had an answer to requiring employers to provide health insurance. It was called the individual mandate and was advanced by Rhode Island Senator John Chafee. Chafee garnered the support of Bob Dole, then the Senate GOP leader, and Gingrich. Even the Conservative Heritage Foundation backed it. The individual mandate was pitched as a conservative counter to Democratic single-payer proposals based on the Canadian model. Massachusetts Senator Ted Kennedy was an advocate of such a plan. The requirement that everyone obtain insurance was seen by Republicans as combining the virtue of personal responsibility with a way to curb the cost shifting that has long dogged the American healthcare system. The only way to control costs and provide access to healthcare to all Americans was to require that everyone have insurance. While Chafee's individual mandate didn't gain traction in Washington, it did gain a champion in Massachusetts, Governor Mitt Romney. Romney's health director was Christine Ferguson, who had served as a Chafee aide when the senator developed his plan. Romney worked with Ted Kennedy and others to develop the Bay State's near-universal coverage model. It hasn't hurt the Massachusetts economy. Boston's become one of the world's top innovation cities. Romney Care turned out to be a template for Obamacare. When Obamacare was challenged, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld the individual mandate. Since, the Republican health care consensus is shattered, as the party's inability to craft an alternative to Obamacare shows. A large segment of the GOP has moved to the libertarian right. They seek free market solutions to health care, which is something no major industrial nation has pulled off. One of the big stumbling blocks is Medicaid, the program that covers health insurance for the poor, elderly, and disabled. It's financed jointly by state and federal governments. In most states, Medicaid and education aid are the two biggest budget items. Medicaid surely can be run more efficiently. Is there a government program that can't? But there are many myths about Medicaid. Some think undocumented immigrants and single mothers with large families drive Medicaid costs. Fact is that in just about every state, one-third of the Medicaid recipients are responsible for about two-thirds of the costs, says Anya Rader Wallach, former head of the Massachusetts Medicaid Policy Institute and former Health and Human Service Secretary in Rhode Island. Those responsible for the bulk of the costs are the elderly, many in nursing homes, and people with severe disabilities. Rhode Island with a viable Obamacare program and Massachusetts with Romney Care aren't perfect. Neither state has cured medical cost inflation. Yet both states have near-universal health care coverage. Maybe Washington should consider health care in our corner of New England as senators embark on yet another change in our health delivery system.